This is For Advisors by Advisors. I'm your host, Evan J. Mayer. And today we have a very special guest, Stephanie Dannebaum. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thanks, Evan, for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a message from you regarding some of the stuff you do, and I thought it was interesting and wanted to have a conversation with you. So you are project-based CRM implementation consultant. What's the actual company you work for?
So I actually work for myself. So it's Stephanie Dannebaum Consulting.
Okay.
So I help out financial advisors who specifically use Redtail CRM and Wealthbox CRM.
Got it. So those two CRMs. So tell us a little bit, you know, the interesting thing when you had messaged me was I looked you up and one of the advisors that I'm very friendly with, he actually bought a practice from somebody that you had worked with. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the business and your history in the business.
Yeah, it was definitely funny when you brought them up just because that was the beginning of my start in the industry. So they were for a large broker dealer and I started out in operations. The partner at the time was a great mentor of mine and he brought me in. I was finishing up graduate school, getting my MBA, and he really brought me in and told me all about financial planning. It really aligned with what I wanted out of a career, something where you're helping individuals, but then you also are able to utilize your analytics and quantitative background as well. So he really took me under his wing, brought in some other partners, like you mentioned, and I was able to really get a good foundation in operations and understand how the business really worked. And then I graduated from working under them. I worked for a couple of different fee-only advisors here. I'm in California. And so I was able to get a better understanding of the other areas of financial planning. So I was able to do some financial plans and Money Guide Pro in some roles. And then I was able to actually do some investment management as well. Worked up the ladder to become a junior advisor at a firm here locally in the East Bay in California. And then in 2020, my husband and I decided to start our family. And being an advisor, a junior advisor at the time, you really have to put your clients first. And so I just saw myself, I just kind of had to take a step back and figure out, okay, what is my main priority? And for me at this point in time in my life, it's my family. So I wanted to still somewhere be in the career of financial planning, but I didn't know exactly what that looked like. So over the last two or so years, I've been trying to kind of figure that out. And throughout all of my roles, I was always the CRM expert, no matter which CRM we worked in. So I thought, okay, this is something where a lot of advisors could really benefit from having an outside consultant come in. So I've now for the last 2 years, I've been able to help out a lot of advisors take their Redtail CRM or Wealthbox CRM and take it to another level, really implementing a lot of procedures that they use on a day-to-day basis. So try and focus on having their staff be in there.
So tell me about, so the two CRM systems, I know Salesforce, currently I use the firm I'm affiliated with, they have their own CRM software. Two that you have, it's Redtail, you said?
Yep, Redtail and then Wealthbox.
So What's the difference between Redtail and Wealthbox?
They both achieve the same goal of trying to set up their financial advisors up for success. So they combine contact management with practice management and task management. So they really make sure that whenever a contact is brought in, whether they're a prospect and then eventually turn into a client, then there are tasks and workflows, and there's different ways to use templates within the system to make sure that the client servicing is achieved and make sure nothing falls through the cracks. And so really Redtail has been around for a long time. Wealthbox is a relatively new player, but they're definitely trying to keep up with Redtail, and they both are bringing features that are really unique to the field. I mean, there's certain aspects of Redtail that are more broker-dealer faced, whereas with Wealthbox, there's some more customizations, but I work with both because I see a benefit of both CRMs, and each advisor kind of approaches it differently. So some of them like certain ones, but I try and stay as unbiased as possible, because at the end of the day, whichever CRM fits the model of that financial advisor, I make sure to help them with that effort.
Let's say I'm a new advisor and, or not new advisor, I'm working at a big wirehouse and I decide I want to go independent. I'm guessing most of the people that you deal with are going to be independents or RIAs or, you know, sole practitioners, people that are not part of the big major wirehouses at this point. Is that accurate to say?
That is accurate. Most of the big wirehouses have their own proprietary CRM, as you had mentioned earlier.
Yep.
So there are some of the independent broker dealers out there that do allow outside serums. So there's quite a few that have partnered up with Redtail, for instance. I know Wealthbox is working on getting their enterprise relations up, but that's kind of where I would say I'm more so help out with those individuals who are not tied to a certain broker-dealer or warehouse.
So let's just say, hypothetically, I'm independent, I'm affiliating with a firm, and I want to use an outside CRM, and my firm approves it as a third-party CRM software, and we'll say it's Redtail. So I'm a prime prospect for you, right? So I call you up, and I'm like, hey, I want to create my own CRM. I could go straight to Redtail. What are you going to be able to show me that Redtail's not, and how are you going to add customization that they couldn't?
Definitely. Yeah. And that's my whole value proposition. Again, I've worked with a bunch of different firms over the years as on boots on the ground operations, and then now as a consultant, but I really approach it as getting a project based or hourly is how I work normally. And so really customizing it to how you do your business. Cause like you said, a broker dealer is vastly different on a day-to-day basis compared to an independent RIA. So I take whatever operations manual that you currently have, or just we work out the different steps that you take for client servicing, starting with prospecting, going onboarding, client servicing, and then taking care of those annual reviews, really customizing the CRM to that firm. Redtail does a great job, just because you brought them up. They've done a great job of building out these templates, but then I'm able to go in and really customize it to that firm. So we really go through the process of making sure that contact management is all up to date. Data is king. So we kind of make sure all the data is all up to date. And then we can really then take the reporting and the workflows and the other practice management IDA to the whole nother level, because if the data is good, the information that you're gleaning from it is that much better. So I really try and build the system to be really set up properly for operations team members to run on a day-to-day basis, and then have the more senior advisors come in more on a as-needed basis to just check in and make sure things are humming along, look at some reports, make sure workflows are being approached correctly, completed on time. So really trying to make sure that the role of the person within the firm is lining up with how much time they're actually in the CRM. Because the CRM is really, it should be the hub. It should be the heart of your business. And it interacts with so many great integrations. And I also help out with that. So integrating with a bunch of other softwares that are out there, seems like there's so many out there, and they've done a good job of integrating. So that's really my value proposition, is to help out advisors on more on the smaller side, so project-based hourly, and make sure that their CRM fits with their day-to-day process.
Basically with the data and the process that they specifically have. So you can add widgets or take away widgets that would not be valuable for them. And then also make sure that the system is integrating correctly with the partner firm. So softwares like MoneyGuide Pro or RiskLize or some of the other softwares out there, can you name some of the players that connected to Redtail specifically well?
I mean, they all do a really good job. I mean, there's quite a few. So both Redtail and Wealthbox have a great online resource on their website that outline all their partners. There's too many to honestly name at this point. There's probably about 50 or so that are listed on their website for Redtail, and then Wealthbox is the same. And it seems like on a weekly or monthly basis, there's a new integration coming out. So there's definitely a lot. I mean, the ones that I see the most of are the financial planning, as well as the custodians, just because those are the most popular. But like I said, there's so many other great resources out there. So I definitely invite people to go onto the partners page. And since I brought that up too, there's also strategic partners, which I am a strategic partner for Redtail. So I'm on that list as far as partners as well.
So if I went to Redtail directly and I said, hey, I'm creating my own RIA, I want to use you guys as my CRM service, they're going to give me access to the software. They're not going to help me create the templates though that I need and the exact workflow that I need. That's where I would want to call somebody like you to help me create that. Is that fair?
That is fair. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they do have training staff. So you can always call in with questions, and you can always set up a 1-hour call with their training staff. Mm-hmm. They have a really great, robust library of videos and articles that you can use. But if you're really looking for someone to come in, implement, and customize to your processes, you do have to look outside of Redtail.
Got it. Okay. And that's where you come in handy, and you can actually come into the office and help the advisors create that, and then kind of go back and forth with what they like or they don't like, and help basically paint the picture perfectly for them. Yeah. Wealthbox. So Wealthbox, you mentioned, is new. I actually didn't know much about, I guess, is Redtail, I mean, I'm guessing Salesforce is the big elephant in the room. Would next up be Redtail as far as size goes?
Yeah, Redtail recently got acquired by Orion, whereas Wealthbox is still independent. But they're, as far as research that I've seen as of late, by a variety of different resources, as far as market share is concerned, I would say, according to what they've seen and what they're looking in the research, Redtail has the most market share, but Wealthbox is not that far behind. And so I know both companies are trying to continue to increase their market share.
So tell us about Wealthbox. Obviously, you decided to add it onto your platform. It gives you another CRM software to use, but what's their niche? Where do you go? I think Wealthbox really fits here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Wealthbox, they really market themselves as the modern CRM. So they are coming out on a weekly, if not a monthly basis, with new features. And so they're really trying to listen to their customers, their financial advisor users, and see what exactly they're looking for in a CRM. And so their development team is definitely boots on the ground trying to figure out, okay, how do we make the CRM more user-friendly? Are there certain features? So they definitely are listening and trying to make it as seamless as possible and trying to learn from other CRMs. But I would say most of them, there are some broker-dealers that are trying to approve Wealthbox. Redtail just has, I know that they have different partnerships out there. And so I think for most advisors, they're looking more on the independent side, but they're also looking at enterprise. They really just want to be another player in there and help out advisors with their CRM.
And what's something like that, so for somebody like me who never used CRM until seven, eight years ago, and then 7, 8 years ago, it kind of integrated, and now I use it continuously. And I look at it more of a way of making sure my notes are set up, that the documentation I have for the clients is accurate, and that the communication as far as how many times we're sitting down with them regarding quarterly meetings, the standard stuff that advisors would use a CRM software for, the boring stuff. What's like something like really unique or really cool that advisors out there should think about adding as a widget on their CRM or as a part of the software that they don't use, but they really should start considering using it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the terms obviously are different for Redtail and Wealthbox, but the feature is the same that I always recommend using. So in Redtail, it's called user-defined fields, and in Wealthbox, it's called a custom field. So those are ways for you to really customize the information within the CRM. And so there's different data points that you can build.
I was asking regarding some interesting, cool things that you've created for advisors in the custom widgets or custom field section that allow them to do something unique other than just for reviews or reminders. What are some cool things that you've set up on the custom space?
Definitely. So I would say, and for instance, I have a client who uses Wealthbox, and one custom field that we built for them was last meeting date. So that's just not a field that's part of Wealthbox. And it was really helpful for the advisor to then utilize that to set up workflows as well as task templates. So that way they're providing the best client service possible for them. So really the custom field aspect of the software lets advisors be able to take their...
Give us some real life examples though. You're 10,000 feet in the air. You get me on the ground. Like, what's a cool custom field that you created? What did it do?
A custom field is really just to provide data.
Yeah.
So it's really just to have that information, and then you can build reports from it, or you can have that be a way to understand what needs to be done for the client. So the widgets themselves, so if you do a custom field, it doesn't automate something, or it's sadly, it doesn't do that at this time, maybe in the future.
No, I meant more, are you asking a question like, does this client golf? What's their handicap? And now you're writing down like that they're a 10 handicap, and now it's looking through your clients through the best golfers or whatever, something like that. I'm hiring you to think about neat stuff, right? So this would be part of that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would say most of my advisors don't really do too much of interest, but I would say one advisor that I worked with, he actually does different events. I live in California, so I'm near Napa. They do a wine tasting event for their clients, and we put together a custom field for that. And then we were able to sign up for that event. I've also built out for client servicing events. For instance, I worked with a firm that is very investment heavy. And so they actually twice a year, they will hold a meeting here locally and go through their investment outlook. And so we built a custom field to identify who those people are. And what's great about that too, is you can then set up where you can, especially like for instance, in Redtail, you can set up emails to go out to those people. So you can utilize those data points to push other parts of the software.
And like, if I was doing a client appreciation dinner and I sent out an invite to 100 clients, it would be able to record the RSVPs of who's coming or who's not coming through the CRM system?
Correct. Yeah. So there's a project section, for instance, in Wealthbox, where you can actually build out that event and then you can see who all is part of that. So yeah. So again, another great widget or part of the software that you can utilize to have events or anything like that.
And if I was new to the business and I was like, hey, what are important things to use for it? That was just something that when you had said event, that's the minute I thought about it. I've never used my CRM system for that. Maybe my software doesn't allow me to do that. So that's kind of the stuff I'm looking for. What are some cool ideas that you could share with advisors that, you know, are good practice management things you've seen other advisors do?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, really capturing with the emails, there's all sorts of aspects. There's opportunities both in the two CRMs that I help out with. And when I talk about opportunities, that's not just prospects. We're also talking about existing clients, but new money opportunities, right? So someone's retiring, they have a 401k that they could roll over. Really trying to capture the opportunities for advisors to take advantage of servicing their clients and bringing in new money, for instance, or if there's insurance opportunities, and then emails, bringing that in as well as the calendar. So really trying to make the CRM the heart of your business and then connecting it to all those other integrations. But again, really trying to put the data in front of your service team so that way they can be well-equipped to service the clients.
So my CRM system that I use now, one of the benefits of it is that there's an app and I go onto the app and when I get done with the meeting, I can leave my meeting notes, but I can do that through the voice recognition and it automatically uploads right to the CRM system in the file. Does Redtail have that same capability?
Yes. So Redtail actually has its own app. And so many actually clients that I've been working with, what they really enjoy doing is when they're out in the field, they'll finish up a meeting, they open up the app, and there is a way to dictate your notes, and it goes directly to that contact record. And then Wealthbox also has a dictation aspect to their software. So you can go into the notes section, for instance, click on the little microphone, and you can dictate your notes. So there's been many instances where advisors come to me saying, I've already typed out my notes, or I've already written them out. I don't want to spend the time having to then put them in, but they're willing to do the dictation aspect of it. So both CRMs do have that as an option.
Great. And the templates now, specifically for when we're talking about the best interests forms that are created by the firms, you actually can help implement those forms and get those forms put into the CRM system as well.
Yeah. So pretty much I take those different processes. So if you have your onboarding process, for instance, if you have steps A through Z and you have to make sure that everything gets completed, we will break it out to be most appropriate for the team members. So you can assign certain tasks to operations team members, or you can assign them to investment team members. So we really make sure, again, we customize those templates to how you run your business.
Excellent. And let's talk about merging. So let's just say I'm at a firm that has their own CRM and I've been at that firm for 5 to 10 years and they allow for third party CRM. And so finally I'm like, you know what? There might be a day I may leave said firm, right? And I want to keep this data and they allow for that data sharing. How does that work? How does that transition work from the current CRM system you're using to basically dumping all that data into the new CRM system?
Definitely. So yeah, most of the CRMs outside, there's quite a few of them that you're coming from. They do usually allow you to take that information. And then both, again, just because I work with Wealthbox and Redtail, I'll use those as examples. They both will take that information and import it into their CRM. I do advise advisors that you have to be careful because if you bring in all the information and it doesn't line up exactly with where you want it in Redtail and Wealthbox, it will go into areas that may not be as strategic. So I usually say we should do a combination, which again, that's why I like to come in at that point in time with a lot of advisors. Is there certain data points, basic contact information that obviously will feed through seamlessly. But a lot of the tweaks, like we were talking about golfing, for instance, if there's those kinds of data points that are not as straightforward as far as where they should go, that's when you can kind of go into the system and do bulk updates more on a strategic and finite level, which I usually recommend. So it's really a combination of utilizing the automation import with doing some manual uploading as well.
So like you would go in, you would see that the CRM system that the person's using, what data it's able to capture, and then you would see if it would work with Redtail, and if it would, whatever fields that would automatically easily download, you would do it, and if not, you might have to customize that out, but then get it to work seamlessly. Is that fair to say?
Yes, and you can still do bulk updates, and those are definitely, I always encourage a lot of advisors to take advantage of that even post importing all of your information when you're doing something where you're updating a group of individuals, maybe like a year or two into being into Redtail. Having that bulk action feature is really critical to being able to decrease the amount of clicks that you're doing.
Yeah. There's a big conversation piece out there regarding independence and W-2 versus 1099 and the Department of Labor ruling. And there was a poll out, a friend sent it to me, that said like something like 58% of independent advisors said they would leave their broker-dealer instead of having to be a W-2 with them, which might be a mass transition if that ever took place. I think you might be really busy if that's the case, because they're going to want to keep their information from the CRM system. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Are you keeping your eyes on that by any chance?
I am. Since I was in the industry for the last couple of years, I always try and keep abreast of what's going on. I still have my life insurance license, so I still practice here in California. I've been watching the Secure Act 2.0 and all those other different financial planning topics that keep coming up. So I still keep an eye on everything.
Absolutely. If people want to get a hold of you, Stephanie, what's the best way for them to?
Definitely. Go onto my website. It's just www.stephaniedanabaum.com, or you can send me an email, which is just stephanie@stephaniedanabaum.com.
Awesome. And as far as helping people, I'm guessing it's anywhere in the United States of America is your territory?
I'm pretty much anywhere. I've actually had some international clients that I've worked with. And they come to me and say, okay, I know most of these CRMs are US-based as far as how they're structured, but we are able to accommodate international needs as well. But I would say majority of my clients are US-based.
Excellent. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining. We learned a lot. And if you need our CRM system and you need it updated and personalized, I think regardless, if you're creating your own firm, probably Stephanie would be a good contact to have. So thanks again, Stephanie, for joining.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Evan. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for those of you out there, hopefully you enjoyed today's episode and learned something. I sure did. And we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.